Cameco has announced a $35,000 donation to the Food Bank and Community Center in Blind River. The Food Bank received $10,000 and the Community Center $25,000 in the joint Cameco donation. The announcement was made at a press conference at noon by Cameco President and CEO Tim Gitzel following a tour of the local food bank building and the community center and its arena. The conference was attended by community volunteers, Cameco executives, some from the local uranium refinery including its general manager Terry Davis, Mayor Sally Hagman and Food Bank Chairman Stephen Wells. "We are proud to be here in Blind River to have our people and our plant here and just have wonderful people who have grown up in the community," he said, of the facility with its workforce of 140 people. "We were headed for the food bank and I don't get close to tears very often or get very humble like that," Gitzel said of the food bank work done by its volunteers. "To give back to those less fortunate people and see what these people do at your food bank to give back to the community was humbling. The Blind River Food Bank and community provide important services that strengthen the sense of community and belonging," he added. "Whether it's providing food for a neighbor in need or a place to bring the community together for events and sports for our children, these two organizations are doing great work that has a positive impact and we are proud to be able to lend a hand." The food bank received $10,000 while the community center received $25,000, Gitzel said of today's joint donation from Cameco. "Today is another example of Cameco's continued generosity and support for the Blind River Food Bank and we are truly grateful for this significant contribution," Food Bank Chairman said Wells said. "We have always been fortunate to be part of such a giving and thoughtful community that looks after one another. This donation will go a long way to assure that our food bank will be able to help residents who are struggling to cope with the rising cost of living."